business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy. Simplified.
There are great reasons why you should advertise on TOC Direct Media's radio stations, the original company radio stations. You know, you must advertise to generate more store traffic. Continuous store traffic is the first step toward sales increases and expanding your base of shoppers. For every 100 items shoppers plan to buy, they make at least 30 unanticipated in-store purchases. You must advertise to make more sales. Advertising work. Businesses that succeed are almost always strong, steady advertisers. Look around. You'll find the most aggressive and consistent advertisers are almost always the most successful. You must advertise because there is always business to generate. As long as you're open for business, you've got overhead to meet and new people to reach. Advertising can generate customers now and in the future. Your doors are open. Even the slowest days produce some sales. You must advertise to keep a healthy, positive image. In today's competitive marketplace, rumors and bad news travel fast. Social media is full of bad news that you have no control over. Advertising corrects misleading gossip and punctures overstated bad news on social media. You must advertise to maintain store morale. When advertising and promotion budgets are suddenly cut or canceled, salespeople may become alarmed or demoralized. Positive advertising boosts employee morale. And you must advertise because your competition is advertising. There are only so many consumers in the market ready to buy at one time. You must advertise to keep your share of consumers or you will lose them to some business who's more aggressive. Go to originalcompany.com, click on Contact Us.
Darby Yoder here with Interior Set and Sleep. We have 25 different styles of Bose mattresses that are made right here in Indiana, which that helps us get our mattresses much quicker. We have firm mattresses, soft, medium, which that will also help you find that perfect mattress for a good night's sleep. We have the adjustable bases, the pillows, but the main thing is we invite y'all to stop by here, Interior Set and Sleep, at 1725 North 6th Street, right across the road from Dumas.
You can buy flowers at a discount store, but at Premier Landscape and Design, you'll get guaranteed quality plants for the same price, and they'll help get you started. Properly placed plants will grow faster and have bigger blooms. Premier has a variety of mulch for you to choose from and will help load or deliver. This is a great time to add something new to your landscaping. Call Jason or stop in Premier Landscape and Design today between the tracks on North 6th Street in Vincennes.
Here's another community event from WAOV. Hope's Voice is looking for victim advocates. The training will introduce you to the agency's philosophy and orientation. Volunteers also required to have criminal background and reference checks. Orientation and ongoing training includes crisis intervention, safety assessment, information and referrals, and more. To set up an interview, call 812-642-4426 for Hope's Voice.
From the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center, sunshine this afternoon, 82 for the high. Tonight, mostly clear, 64 for the low. Mostly sunny, warmer Saturday, a high of 89. Sunday, sunny and hot, the high 92. And sunny and hot again Monday, a high of 93. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins in Bandier Radio. Weekday afternoons at 12:06 on the Talk of the Town, 97.7 WAOV.
We are live from the Yokum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat WAOV studio. This is the A-Horizon, part of WAOV's 3 o'clock local break. And now I'm going to turn it over to our hosts, Matt Crow and Ray McCormick.
Beautiful day it is out there today. A lot of farmers are out in the field, but Matt and I are going to take a break and entertain you for an hour here. Matt Crow, my co-host, what do you got to say today, Matt?
Well, I don't know, Ray. It seems like it's getting pretty close to harvesting. We're not quite ready to go. Can't seem to get our dryer ready to go. We got ordered a new one, you know, and been a little frustrating.
But yeah, that's a big problem these days. You can't get parts.
That's right. Aren't you having a similar issue right now?
Yeah, my corn head is 100 miles away being worked on, and they're having trouble getting parts. So the pressure's off for right now. But speaking of pressure, we got one of the most high-pressure guys in the country here today. So after a while, we're going to have Bob Klein from Klein's Flying Service talk about crop dusting and the ups and downs of the business. And we look forward to having him, so stick around. So, Matt, I hear out there in the country the corn's drying down good, the yields are high. What are you hearing up there in Greene County?
That's what I'm hearing, too. I'm hearing that if you have a yield estimation, you better increase what you were guessing a little bit because the yields are pretty good. So I'm hoping that holds true when we get our combine rolling.
Me too. I don't think mine looks like world record breaking, but what you're telling me, it's better than what it looks. So I'm pretty excited. So in the second half hour, we're going to have Nick Michaels on, and he's a marketing guy, and we're broadcasting live. This is not recorded. We're here up here at the beautiful Brevoort House here in Vincennes. And so Nick will be, there was a big ag report came out today. So Nick's going to give us an update on that, and we'll be looking at the markets. But, you know, right now it's that time of season where everything needs fixed. You know, we've got semis, you've got combines, corn heads, auger wagons. Everything needs to be rolling, so the pressure's on to get stuff ready. It makes you wonder how all these guys in the produce business who are busy harvesting produce can ever get ready for grain harvest. So it's not just you and I. Everybody's under a lot of pressure to get rolling.
Get a few cattle and you'll feel the same way, you know.
Yeah. 400 head of cattle takes up some time,
it
Matt.
It takes up some time.
Yeah.
The minute you want a grain farm, you got something going on with them every time.
Yeah, I got cattle too. And you know, we've been feeding them watermelons, pumpkins, and sweet corn. So now my cattle are addicted to sweet corn. I've got my dog carrying up sweet corn. Every raccoon within 20 miles is there. A deer got hit at the end of my driveway. He must have been in the sweet corn pile too. So
you're telling me cattle have a sweet tooth?
Oh, they do now. And watermelons, and they say pumpkins are very healthy for cattle. So we're going to be, so what is this produce? It's when what we call culls. Mm-hmm. So when they bring in the produce, they hand cull it. So anything that has a defect goes out and just gets dumped in a semi and dumped out in a field. And so we just pick our semi in there and feed it to cattle. So
that's it sounds like a good use of what would basically be a byproduct.
Yeah. So cattle prices aren't exactly booming, but it's looking like numbers are down and there might be a good future in cattle. But it's been a rough road here for the last few years.
Well, you know, you would think so. I mean, the old adage is low prices is the best solution to low prices, right? I'd say our marketing guy probably tell us a little more about that later on in the show today. But
well, talking about flying low, let's introduce our guest today. Our
That's
guest
good.
Is Bob Klein from Klein Flying Service. So how low do you go, Bob?
Well, pretty low.
Makes me nervous watching you.
Well,
under the power lines or over them?
Underneath is easier than over because you can see the power line the whole time. So if you can get underneath the power line, it's a lot easier the whole time.
Because how fast are you going then when you cross under a power line at a road or edge of a field?
I try to work an airplane around 140 mile an hour. That's a real good speed, 140 to 150. Will be a real good speed. You can watch things. You can see things at that speed. You start going faster than that, it starts interrupting your pattern. It starts destroying it real good. So you try to run that 150, 140, 150 range, and you can control everything really good that way. And everything we've got is all GPS. So it's, you know, we can get the right amount on. So you call up for a certain amount of product, we can put that on at any speed because it will regulate and put it on at that speed.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I always hear people tell me, you know, you guys were flying on fungicide the other day And that pilot, he's so crazy, he was going under the power lines, you know. But what you're actually telling me is it's safer to go under the power lines, right?
That is correct. It's safer to go under them if you can get under them in any way possible. Because whenever you pull up, you lose the sight of the power line. You don't know where it's at exactly. So it's a lot easier to go underneath than it is over the top.
Don't tell the mayor, but the other day I was mowing on the new Main Street edition. The hood of the tractor blocked the fire hydrant. So there was a big clank under the tractor. I'm like, what the heck was that? Well, I see they've got it fixed. So don't tell anybody who ran over their fire hydrant. So tell me about the industry, about how many acres are out there, how many pilots are out there, how many people have the courage that you do to do this for a living.
Well, it's kind of, I looked this all up. And there's 147 million acres of cropland. We treat, on the industry-wide, 127 million. About 28% is what we do. And then, so it's a lot. There is a lot. But there's only about 1,700 owner-operators in industry-wide. So, and the other thing I found was really interesting was the average age of all this. The average age of a pilot flying for somebody is 47 years old. The average owner operator is 55 years old. So we're not young, mm-hmm. basically. It's not mm-hmm. a young mm-hmm. occupation. The average time for a pilot flying these airplanes, just ag time, is 7,400 hours. The owner operator is 10,000 hours. So there's a lot of time and a lot of experience that goes into this. And we need new people. It's short. You know, we need new people coming into this. And it's so expensive to do it just to get your pilot's license, to get your commercial pilot's license, to be able to do this, to go into the apprenticeship and try to go underneath somebody to get the training in that. It's a lot.
How'd you get started?
Well, my dad. My dad started back in the 70s and flew in the 70s. Quit, and then Lonnie Veek bought it. Mm-hmm. And then he run until 90, and he's my brother-in-law. And then I started in 1999. And then I started in then and with the help of my dad and them, mm-hmm. and that's how I got started.
We're not supposed to use names, but that Lonnie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sitting up on a combine. Those older combines, Matt, you wouldn't be that old, but you used to be able to unload and get out of the seat. The sun's setting. I've been in that combine all day, so I get up there and sit on the edge of the hopper and watching it unload. And the next thing I know, there's a crop duster goes over my head about 10 foot. I darn near got in the hopper and run out into the 10-wheeler.
I'm sure he was spraying a field.
I think he was flying faster than sound, because when he went over me, it was when I heard him. So, oh, man, I'll never forget that. Yeah. So you don't do anything like that
no.
to get farmers riled up.
No, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. So... So you got, and then like today, I think, didn't you get a new plane this year?
We did.
What you talk about closely parallels farming. It's 60s now is the average farmer.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly expensive to buy one piece of equipment, let alone a bunch of pieces of equipment. So, you know, a new plane like that, what kind of investment is that to update your plane and run? You don't have to give specific numbers, but I'm sure it's incredibly
expensive. It's anywhere from, you can buy a used airplane for $500,000, and you can go all the way up to brand new, biggest airplane, and you can get about $1.5 million.
Yep. To have the best, biggest crop dusting plane yep. out there.
And I've heard they went up 30%, but I don't know.
Everything's went up yep. 30%.
Yep. So
potash has went up double.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a race for everybody to collect in on this shortage and high grain prices and everything, you know.
So, absolutely.
So you've got a huge investment, and that's just your plane. And, you know, I go over there and visit with you. You've got employees. You've got VU kids. You've got people helping you fill up. You got other people flying for you. It is like a rat race over there.
Yep. It is very busy, and we have an operation in Carmine. My daughter runs it. And then my son pretty well does all the booking and everything here mm-hmm. in Vincennes. And then my dad, he helps too. So it is family that I count on more than anything. And, you know, you introduced me as the boss of Klein Flying Service. No, there's actually like four of us or five of us. You know, I got my daughter, my son, my dad, and myself. So there's actually four bosses. And there's mm-hmm. everybody mm-hmm. has to carry their weight there.
No, well, wait a minute. There's a German Shepherd in there.
Well,
is that for
yeah.
stress relief? Or
yeah. Uh-huh. We have to have our animals like everybody else, yes.
Okay, we'll be back with Bob Klein from Klein Flying Services after these messages.
I'm Dustin Fuller with this WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Clark Middle School football team down Evansville Central 18-12. The Reveille Middle School girls soccer team down Princeton by a final of 3-0. Clark Middle School boys soccer team fell to Jasper 4-2. Clark 7th grade volleyball team down Boonville 7th grade 125-23, 25-21. For the 8th grade, they fell to Boonville 19-25, 9-25. The B team in 8th grade for Clark won 25-8. North Knox 7th grade volleyball team lost to White River Valley 20-25, 11-25. 8th grade for North Knox won over White River Valley 25-18, 25-18. South Knox 7th grade volleyball team down North Central 25-9. 25-24, and the 8th grade team also victorious over North Central, 25-12, 25-5. Dustin Fuller reporting for WAOV Sports.
Hey, listen, I've got an offer that you can't refuse. It's two guys named Andrew Hines and John Yoakum, and they host a show called Just the Tips. It's a way for you to do more business by two guys who know business. It's an offer you can't refuse. Listen to Just the Tips, Wednesday afternoons at 3 with Andrew Hines and John Yoakum, because these two guys mean business. It's Just the Tips, Wednesday at 3 on 97.7 WAOV.
The Brian Stevens-Erie Insurance Weather Center, sunshine this afternoon, 82 for the high. Tonight, mostly clear, 64 for the low. Mostly sunny, warmer Saturday, a high of 89. Sunday, sunny and hot, the high 92. And sunny and hot again Monday, a high of 93. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins in Bandier Radio. Weekday afternoons at 12:06 on the Talk of the Town, 97.7 WAOV.
Welcome back to the Horizon, broadcasting from the Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat WAOV studio, live here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Back to our host.
And I'm Ray McCormick with Matt Crowell and Bob Klein of Klein's Flying Service. Well, Matt, you're a young man, you teach at VU and everything. You pretty well got all your mental facilities together then, or you say you peaking?
Well, I reckon so. I mean, if that's supposed to be...
Well, you're teaching.
Are you trying to call yourself old or what?
Well, I am old, and well, I get concerned because I see things that aren't there and so forth. So I'm coming through Montour's Pond a couple years ago on 241, and I see a flying saucer.
Really?
Yeah, and it's flying up and down through Montour's Pond, and it's turning upside down, it's whirling around, and I'm just stopped looking at this, and I'm like, what in the world is this thing that I see flying all over the place and turning upside down, doing somersaults? And all you could see was just flashing lights, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, it was Bob Klein.
I'll be darned.
He's crop dusting without his lights on at night. What's up with that, Bob?
Well, we're doing it with MVGs, night vision, and we are doing a lot of it now, probably 25% winter hive at night, so then I can go in and I can spray and not kill any bees and that, and because bees are just so beneficial for this produce and everything, we've got to manage it and everything. But
these guys pay big money to have bees brought in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the kind of the history of the thing kind of got started was I was at one of our national conventions, and they had a booth
And so I stopped in and talked to him, and there was one other guy out in Boise, Idaho that was doing it. So I talked to him, and so I went out to Boise, Idaho, had to take a week-long course flying and that and get signed off. And the reason I went to infrared was the fact that people coming down the road, if I was going at them and that, I wouldn't blind them. So yeah. I wouldn't have to worry about causing them to have a wreck. And I could, you know, but their lights, I can combat with my lights, so it wasn't affecting me either. So that's why I went to the IR lights. So it looks like I don't have lights, but I actually do have
lights. Well, now, wouldn't there be something to be said, too, for guys that are, a lot of times your applications that you fly at night would be fungicide, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's all fungicide, insecticide.
Fungicide, insecticide. There's a lot of studies starting to come that says, you know, nighttime hours when we have that dew is kind of some free carrier may see a little better result out of our fungicide.
Right.
So,
we're seeing
I think that'd be something to talk about.
We're seeing that in the potatoes mainly, too, because they really cup up at, in the daytime during the heat. They really roll up hard. So at night, in the evening, they'll unroll and the leaf will be out more. So then whenever we go in and apply the fungicide to it and that, that it's okay. It's getting a better coverage that way. And plus, like say, every potato field, there's usually a watermelon field beside it that has the beehives right there. And we can go in, we can spray right over it, and it doesn't even bother the bees at all. They're inside the hives, and it doesn't even affect them whatsoever. So it's really, really beneficial for that. I know the noise and that at night, but the good that we are doing with this outweighs that, you know.
And then wouldn't the wind die down at night?
Yes, wind dies down, so everything's better. The workers are out of the field. You know, everybody's, you know, gone until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do you have much trouble with temperature inversion at night?
No,
I mean,
it's
always
not
talk
too bad.
About that.
It's not too bad. Especially with the fungicide and insecticides, we don't have to, you know, really worry about too much, you know. So it's not too bad. And it really has really done well. And I enjoy it. It's so cooler. It's just everything's better.
So as we talked last week before, or 2 weeks ago before Festival Latino, you know, we have a lot of H2A workers.
Absolutely.
And we have a tremendous amount of produce in this area. We've got the transportation hub for the East Coast. We've got water. We've got great soils. And we have the workers. So vegetable production, you can imagine in California, they're running out of water. So it's just the common thing in our area. It's kind of dominating the economics of the farming in this area.
And that's exactly right. And I looked it up, and we've got 7.8 billion people we're feeding now. In 2050, they estimate 9.8 billion people we're going to have to feed. Now, you take that 9.8 billion, they're going to take more farm ground, too.
To live.
Exactly. So we're going to have to feed, you know, more people, and we're going to have to do it with less ground. And it's going to be, you know, this is something that we're going to have to be working on and developing all the time. And the farmers have done a really good job with, you know, taking new technology to the next level. It's just, it's remarkable how well they've done.
Yeah. I mean, where we pick up our produce, the calls, I mean, it's 24 hours a day, semis coming in and out. I can't imagine another industry in Knox County that has that many semis coming and going. It's just, lined up. And so you can go to Denver, Colorado and get sweet corn from Knox County. You can buy Chicago, Indianapolis, Cleveland. So, you know, this is going to be a very important thing for our country is to be able to grow produce in this area and feed the world. Matt, you look like you've been fed quite a bit. What do you think about
that? I don't miss many meals.
Yeah.
They give me a hard time. Grandma hollers and says lunch is done. I'm just about at a run.
You know.
It might be the only time I get to eat.
I grew up starved to death, you know, three boys and my dad. I mean, you had to fight to get anything
to eat.
Did you? And if you were 5 minutes late, there was no break. It was gone, you know. You was either there at 12, and that's all changed. You know, everybody's wives work in town now and so forth. There's right. no big, you know, we called it dinner time. Mm-hmm. At noon, mm-hmm. so it was a big breakfast, big dinner, and then a big supper, and it was all on a certain time. And buddy, at 6 o'clock, my dad stopped. There was no picking corn at night. At 6 o'clock, we were going to be home eating. So, mm-hmm. well, Bob, we sure appreciate you coming in. Is there anything you'd like to add that we've missed? You got to talking about flying at night and so forth. Some of your best stories? What's some of the best story you got on crop dusting?
I don't really have any. I love my job. Mm-hmm. I have not worked a day in my life. I've loved my job. I love the people I work with. We got really good customers around here, and it has just really been really good.
Well, I know you're real busy at this time of year. You know, you're putting cover crops on, and that's a great thing. The soil yeah. health movement is a great thing. And, you know, we appreciate the service you give to our community. You know, sometimes those are rescue treatments, and we need to rescue the crop. There's a pest or a disease coming in. So you play a valuable part, and you're like Matt and I. We love what we do, and we work hard, and I know you're missing not flying right now, so we appreciate you coming over and being
Absolutely.
With us today. And this is the AIA Horizon, and we'll be right back with our next guest on commodity markets.
From the MetroNet of Vincennes, 100% Fiber, WAOV News Center, here's Check Headlines. These stories available at NewsKnoxCounty.com. The Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs announced that 25 rural Indiana communities will be receiving more than $12.8 million in federal grant funding to improve water infrastructure and to address blighted properties. Long-awaited road improvements at West Bronx Park are scheduled to begin on Monday. Indiana Department of Natural Resources officials arrested a pair of Vincennes residents Thursday evening following discovery of drugs. President Biden is pushing a new COVID vaccination mandate that impacts nearly two-thirds of U.S. workers. He's also calling on large entertainment venues and sports stadiums to require proof of vaccination or testing for entry. And the Republican National Committee is promising to take legal action regarding President Biden's COVID-19 vaccination mandate. RNC officials say the president lied, and because of that, small businesses will be negatively impacted. Officials also say that they're taking the administration to court to protect Americans and their liberties. These stories and more available by visiting us at our website at NewsKnoxCounty.com. From the MetroNet of Vincennes, 100% Fiber, WAOV News Center, I'm Dustin Fuller.
Corn and soybeans finished positive after today's USDA report. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today's closing farm market report, brought to you by CoAlliance Cooperative, your local agriculture and energy partner for nearly a century. USDA added 600,000 corn acres to the U.S. balance sheet today, while taking away 400,000 soybean acres. Both of these numbers were better than the corn and soybean bulls feared, and yields came in hotter than the trade expected. That moved corn and soybeans higher today. December corn up 7.5 to 517.5, up 7.25 on the March to 526.5. November soybeans up 16, 1286.5, also up 16 on the January to 1294.75. December wheat did finish lower, down 3.75 to 688.5. In livestock, December live cattle down 57 cents to 128.22, and October lean hogs down 302 to 82.45. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Here's another community announcement for you from 97.7 WAOV. You can join the Sisters of Providence for song, quiet contemplation, and inspired readings during the Ecumenical Taizé Prayer live stream services. That is held 7 to 8 p.m. on the second Tuesday of each month and includes prayer, beautiful music, and time for silence. You can find the live stream at taize.sistersofprovidence.org. That's a community announcement from WAOV.
There are many things to check out at NewsKnoxCounty.com. The latest in local news, the latest in local sports, the latest local obituaries, and even the latest Knox County Today podcast, all available online at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Weather presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. The YMCA of Vincennes will host a Red Cross blood drive that'll be on Wednesday, October 13th. That'll be in gym number 2 from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
From the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center, sunshine this afternoon, 82 for the high. Tonight, mostly clear, 64 for the low. Mostly sunny, warmer Saturday, a high of 89. Sunday, sunny and hot, the high 92. And sunny and hot again Monday, a high of 93. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins in Vandier Radio. Weekday afternoons at 12:06 on the Talk of the Town, 97.7 WAOV.
Welcome back to the AO Horizon, broadcasting from the Yokum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat WAOV studio live here on 97.7 WAOV.
And I'm Ray McCormick with Matt Crow. Matt, did you hear that weather prediction is going to be up in the low 90s here coming the first of the week?
That's pretty warm.
Yeah, we need to get those combines rolling so we can get in an air-conditioned cab and just
exactly
look out
right.
The yeah, there's,
that is exactly
there's
right.
No, nothing a farmer needs to be doing outside of a cab. I call, when they say, what do you do for a living? I just say, I'm encapsulated in a cab most of my life.
So. Well, when you're the head guy at your farm, it's easier to do that. Sometimes there's no cabs left for me at my farm.
Well, with this modern technology, all you have to do is push a button and the combine does it all. It steers itself.
Yeah.
It monitors everything. It raises and lowers to the contour of the ground and everything. So that's why they invented texting and cell phones, is you got something to do.
Yeah.
From one pass from one end to the other. So farming has really
just
changed.
Just don't forget to turn, right?
Yeah. Well, they got a you probably didn't notice this. They got like a beeper that goes off saying it's you're coming
my
up.
My radio
to
is way too loud.
Oh,
to hear that.
You're one of those
way,
guys.
Yeah.
So today we got a special guest, and the timing couldn't be more perfect. High prices, a big farm report coming out today. People are getting in the field wondering whether they should sell or hang on, store the grain, and so forth. So today, from Commodity Marketing Services, we have Nick Michael. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's glad to be here with you.
All right. So let's just dive right into it. So give me what happened today with this big report coming out, and then we'll get into some of your background. But I think everybody is anxious to see what happened.
Sure thing. Well, I guess in summary, it was just a report that we did see higher corn acres, higher acres in general, which we were expecting to.
And that's this year's crop.
That's this year's crop that we're about to harvest. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I guess to back up, the report today gave us an update on both yield and acres was really what everybody was looking for. And we had some leaked the data from the FSA and USDA earlier in the week that gave us a little bit of a look at these numbers before we were supposed to have a look at them.
Now you say it was leaked?
It was accidentally released.
Uh-huh. Has that ever happened before?
It happens to me every day, Matt.
Yeah,
at my age, I accidentally release whether I want to or not.
Well, it's okay.
Okay.
It is one of those things that has happened before. And
has
there's usually not a lot of explanation as to why, other than it was a mistake. And they release the data, and a lot of people get that emailed straight to them and have it with them. And they release the data, take it down. And then I think they realized most people had that in their pockets, so they went ahead and left the data out there.
So let's get down to corn, mm-hmm. beans, and then a lot of people are considering growing wheat. So mm-hmm. were things bullish or bearish in the report to an aspect to those three commodities?
I would say the lean was bearish. Beans were maybe a little bit friendly. So just to run through the numbers, planted acreage on corn was 93.3 million acres. That was up from 92.7 million acres in August. The yield on corn, 176.3, and the yield was 175.8 on corn. Bean acres were, and yield was actually a little bit friendly to the market. Acres down a little bit, down 400,000 acres at 87.2, and the yield bumped up just mildly to 50.6